The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without a doubt, TikTok is one of the easiest platforms to grow your following. But with so many experts out there, how do you know what works in 2024? Hey, my name is Jalene Johnson. Thanks so much for joining me here today on Build Your Tribe. I'm the co-host of Build Your Tribe with my son, Brock. And today we are talking all about TikTok. Now, I myself have almost 800,000 followers on TikTok. And I think sometimes when somebody was an early settler like myself, and I had quite a few early videos go viral, I think sometimes you lose that credibility with someone who's trying to grow today in 2023, 2024 from zero. Because times have changed and so have techniques. And you know what? You're right. The things that I do to continually grow my following is different from what you need to do if you don't yet have 10,000 followers. So what I've done for you today is curated the best tips, proven techniques to help you grow on TikTok from top TikTok experts. And first up is valuable content. Bottom line, you need to create content that's so valuable, people say to themselves, I need to see this person's content again. Now, funny content is possibly going to get you to go viral. Entertaining content will likely help your videos go viral, but you want followers. And followers, you know this to be true, we're stingy with our followers today, right? Like we're like, I already follow too many people. I might like the video, I might send it to a friend, but I'm not going to follow you unless I want to see more of the exact same kind of content. And typically that happens only if, number one, the video is like from someone who you can tell they've done like a skit comedy, like they have a very funny delivery. So funny videos will work in that regard. But like if you can just tell you've caught a funny moment with your kid, people are not likely going to follow your account because they know it was kind of a coincidence. If, however, you're really funny and you've got this specific style and people go and look at your page and they see that there's more content like that, well, then that would categorize your content as valuable. If you're creating content that people are like, I'm looking for someone who's producing content that shows me how to grow on Instagram, and they go and look at your TikTok page and there's more of that content, well, then you're going to get a follow. So you want to create content that's valuable for a specific niche, either a niche topic or a niche audience.
What types of videos generate followers? Valuable content. It's really simple, actually. Think about what makes you follow somebody else. Fit girlies, body inspo, and most time workout. Fashion girlies, fashion inspo, new stores that you might not know about. Makeup and beauty might show you new techniques, review new products. Even the dance girlies are providing value. It's really entertaining to watch. And I'm not saying you need to niche down. I'm saying when you post, ask yourself, is this going to provide value to a stranger? So here's what I did wrong for 10 months and what I see a lot of other people doing wrong. Only posting trends. Even if it goes viral because it's relatable, that viral video is not going to convert a following. Take it from me. Only posting super personal information about you or your lifestyle, and you don't really have a community yet. This was me, I was she, I had 100 followers, and I thought everyone cared about my every move. But really, I was just wasting my time and frustrating myself with content that nobody was gonna watch. Trying to be perfect and trying to be aesthetic. Now, aesthetic girlies, that's a skill, and they do it well. But if that's not you, don't force it. Be yourself. Show your personality. Share what's in your head, what you've experienced in your life, what could help other people. This is not Instagram. You don't have to be aesthetic, and things don't have to be perfect to do well here. They just have to be valuable. So instead of wasting all of your time and effort trying to put together that really aesthetic video or vlog that quite frankly cannot compete with the aesthetic girlies and is gonna flop, think of something that you know or you do that might help someone else.
There are different types of value that you can offer in your TikTok videos, not just like talking and giving information, but understand, ask yourself, is this video valuable to somebody who is going to watch it? Value could be entertainment, value could be how-to, value could be educational, but overall, does this video give someone value in their life? Yes or no?
Next is SEO, search engine optimization, but it's quite different on TikTok than it is on any other platform. Let's start by talking about the search bar.
Here's how to get more views on your content by using the TikTok search bar feature. You do not want to miss learning how to rank in TikTok search because TikTok is becoming an evergreen platform. Learning how to rank your videos is going to allow you to get traffic passively to your business. The first thing that you need to know is that you cannot control what TikTok puts in the search bar of your video. That is completely up to TikTok's algorithm. So listen carefully. The single most important thing you can do is to identify what search term you want to rank for before you make your video. Because this will ensure that your video is highly relevant to your search term, and this is what actually gives you the highest chance of securing the ranking that you want. The second thing you need to do is optimize your video for SEO. Make sure your search term is in your text in your video. Make sure you say your search term at least once, preferably at the start of your video. Use your search term as a sticker hashtag. Use your exact search term in your caption. Use your search term as a hashtag, all one word. Use your search term in your thumbnail. And rename your original sounds. Doing these steps will give you the highest chance of getting a TikTok search bar ranking.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. We want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple.
Next, the content that works on Instagram and even for YouTube Shorts is not what's going to work on TikTok. And I think this should be really good news for those of you who are like, I don't have an editor. I don't have any fancy way to cut things up. What's working right now on TikTok is longer videos that look much more organic. They're not chopped up. They don't have the crazy captions and emojis. They just feel much more real, much more natural. A couple of examples of what is a bad example or something that would work on Instagram but wouldn't work on TikTok. If you're listening to this on the podcast or whatever your favorite podcasting app is, that's great. But I would love to encourage you to go over to our YouTube video. All right. There's a link to that at the top of our show description on whatever podcasting app you're listening to this on. Click on the YouTube because there you're actually going to see the subtle differences that you're not going to pick up if you're just listening to the audio. I want you to see the difference between a video that's going to perform well on TikTok versus one that's probably going to do much better on Instagram. Now you're seeing this trend with a little microphone or some kind of a microphone in general. A lot of TikTok creators are using this microphone. I want to caution you, anytime you see like a lot of people doing the same thing, it means it's almost played out. Can you jump on this bandwagon right now and probably get some play from it? Absolutely. But just know it's kind of a gimmicky thing and things change quickly. Another thing that's working really well on TikTok is longer form videos. So videos that are over 3 minutes. This is fun. This should be exciting, but it all starts with a powerful hook. Check this out.
Let's talk about the biggest Instagram changes that you need to know as we head into 2024.
What is a hook and why is a hook so important? A hook is something that catches the interest of your viewer within the first 2 or 3 seconds of your video. That can be an attention-catching text or an attention-catching video in the background, or a photo, anything that you can think of that makes your viewer want to watch your video until the end. The hook is so crucial because it really determines if the viewer decides to watch your video until the end or to swipe it away. And our goal here on TikTok is to get 100% watch time because a high completion rate means that your video will be pushed even more by the algorithm, which means more views and a higher chance of getting viral and therefore a higher chance to grow your following.
Next is hashtags. You overwhelm the algorithm by using too many hashtags by every single video that you're posting, throwing darts at the wall, trying to come up with like all these different ways for people to find you. Pick a small group of anywhere from 5 to 10 hashtags maximum, ideally 5, that are more specific to your niche, which also kind of forces you to create videos that fall within those buckets, that niche. Those 5 to 10 hashtags make it so much easier for the algorithm to know this is the type of content you can expect from this account. It tells TikTok who to put your videos in front of.
Create a set of hashtags between 5 and 7 and only use those hashtags moving forward. If you're using a million different hashtags, you are confusing the out of TikTok, and it's quite annoying, to be honest. Just focus on finding 5 to 7 and use those only.
Now, if you're struggling to figure out which hashtags are trending, which ones there's a real opportunity for you, or even which styles of music, which audios are trending, TikTok has an incredible center, and I'm going to link to it here. You're going to go to TikTok Creative Center. This is a free website created by TikTok where basically it's giving you all the information, the details you need to know what's working, giving you creative ideas, trending audios, hashtags, news about TikTok, and so much more. Check it out.
You're going to go to the Trends tab, and then you're going to scroll down and view hashtags that are trending within the United States. They literally provide you with so many hashtags and find the ones that apply to your niche. If you don't want to scroll through the whole thing, search up whatever your niche is and then go through all the hashtags and then make a list on Google Docs. After you have your hashtags listed, now you're going to pick 5 songs to make 5 separate videos before you even leave your bed. Make sure when you're picking songs, they have the green arrow going up and not the red arrow going down. The green arrow means it's trending and it's about to blow up.
Now you have your hashtag list and your trending songs. Great, but you're still in bed. How are you gonna make the content? You're not. You're gonna go into your camera roll and use videos that you already have and put text over them. Now, I know this is a TikTok growth strategy for lazy people, but just because you slap some text over a video that's already in your camera roll and pair it with a trending audio doesn't mean that you're gonna go viral. However, if you're able to put together and post 5 pieces of content before you even get out of bed, maybe doing 30 minutes of research and work, this is going to help you be consistent, and consistency is key.
Now, lastly, I want to say about growth on TikTok. Universally, every single marketer, anyone who I know who has an online business has confirmed that sales are still happening on Instagram. So you are making a cardinal sin if you don't link to your Instagram on your TikTok. Yes, you may grow in 10,000 followers in a very quick amount of time on TikTok, but that doesn't necessarily mean those followers are gonna buy from you on TikTok. It has been my experience, even though I have almost as many followers on TikTok as I have on Instagram, the amount of sales that I have on Instagram is 100x what I've earned on TikTok. However, I can't tell you how many people say, I followed you on TikTok or I found you on TikTok, and then I came over here on Instagram and now I watch your stories and I buy from you and your stories. The fact of the matter is today, currently, as we're entering 2024, people are still more comfortable buying on Instagram. So don't miss the opportunity by forgetting to link to your Instagram on your TikTok profile. Hey, my goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done. Oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. Because I almost forgot to ask you to double check and make sure that you are subscribed to Build Your Tribe. Hey, I really do appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.